Welcome to episode 3. And this week I want to talk about, well, you, the Moxie entrepreneur. You know, being in business as a creative woman takes not just all those resources like time and work, it takes moxie. So what do I mean by that? Yes, moxie is our grit, our boldness, our tenacity, and it does take all that. But do you realize how much of your moxie you flex just by having a vision and designing and building your business? And I bet it's in ways you don't even realize. That's not to mention the actual day-to-day activities, as I mentioned, of running the business itself. You are giving and flexing your moxie in more ways than you realize. And I created this article, you know, this little podcast to help you see yourself, I'm sure, in most, if not all 10 of these things I'm going to talk about, and how and what you're accomplishing. So with regards to your moxie in your vision for your business, it takes moxie to understand what you're about, your values, your truths, to know what your vision is for your business and why. It takes moxie to know who you'll serve, you know, your ideal client, someone who's perfectly matched to who you are, the client who loves and needs what you alone have to offer, and you find it super easy to build a relationship with because you understand each other. It takes moxie to understand the need of your client, the ideal client, and how you fill that need with the perfect services and the perfect products that are offered only by you. It takes moxie to put yourself out there, to validate your business ideas, to know that there's a need beyond your own ideas and hopes, and knowing that this validation of this need is always something that you need to keep an eye on as lifestyles and economies and even your own life's seasons shift. It takes moxie to simply start, to take the first step toward a new venture, reinvention, or simply to fall back in love with what you've been doing. It's moxie of your vision that brings you and your business to new heights. Now, there's also moxie in your actions, and this is beyond the obvious. It takes moxie to know where you need support and to ask for help, to learn what you need to know and understand what is worthy of taking steps to implement into your business your way. It takes moxie to say yes to that scary stuff, but it's stuff that stretches our boundaries and separates you from all the others out there because you are a leader. You have a vision. You are not a clone of anyone else. It takes moxie to know and realize your fears and obstacles and see them for what they really are. And they're really just lies. To know the truth and boldly and confidently blast through them anyway, even if you don't feel like you know how. It takes moxie to live and operate your business by your vision and plan, on the principles of who you are, and it keeps your motives and intentions pure and calls forth those like-minded clients that love you. It takes moxie to bring life to your vision. Acknowledge and rely on your intellect, your talents, your knowledge of how you want to serve, your purpose. It takes moxie to create the systems and a brand, a voice for your business that attracts not just who you're meant to serve, but in a way that fulfills their needs and yours. I want you to remember, you are driven, motivated, inspired. You are strong, you are capable, and dare I say, ready for anything. Because you're going to be ready for anything you say yes to, because you are a creative woman with moxie. So girlfriend, own it and declare it. So how else do you flex your moxie? I would love to know. And if you're going into our blog on themoxiesisterhood.com, post there or post in our Facebook group about how you flex your moxie in your business. And if there is someplace that I can help you amp up or renew your passion or purpose for your business, maybe embolden your voice as an entrepreneur, or clarify your brand message, or even help simply build your confidence as an entrepreneur, I invite you to connect with me for a free strategy session. And together we'll build some steps for your moxie business. And I would love to hear from you today. And you can contact me at Cheryl@CherylKaiser.com. Thank you so much for being here for our episode of the Moxie Sisterhoods titled You, the Moxie Entrepreneur. We'll see you next time. Cheers.